Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hey, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get some more takeaways from this game. It was a loss for your Texans, 27-19. Fall to 2-4 versus the loss out there in Seattle. Mind you, the Seahawks and the Texans last year had the same record.
They sure did.
And so... Yeah. I kind of wanted to think, I was thinking a little bit lightly through, what was divergent between these two teams over the last season that brought them to a place where you can look that poorly against them after having the same record?
That's a layup. Layup.
What's layup? What's the layup?
Clint Kubiak versus Nick Cayley. Simple.
Is that, that's all that we look at? I mean,
the Kubiak offense versus the Patriots offense.
Simple.
Yeah, the different styles of offenses absolutely show
but
up.
But his play call, like those first two drives, I think I tweeted something about it, like they were beautiful. The mix. By the way, remember when we said, their running game may not be that good?
Honestly, they were
finding some space in those.
I looked at the nut. I think they ranked, what, like 20-something?
Yeah.
But I'm like, it didn't feel like that.
No, and it did not.
Honestly, early on, that was because the defensive game plan that the Texans came out with was not strong enough. I think I might have said this almost in passing yesterday, was that I hope that the defensive, particularly the second level of defense, the linebackers, aren't so attuned to the idea of we don't want to get bite on the play action.
Right.
That the run then comes hitting them. And that's what happened early on in the game. And honestly, again, later in the game, was that there was instances where the run was happening and the linebackers of the Texans, who typically trigger really well and head down, downhill, meet running backs in the gaps, they were allowing the linemen to get up and block them at the second level and create gaps for Kenneth Walker to just shoot out of the cannon.
And Charbonnet.
And Charbonnet as well.
Yeah.
And so I thought that that happened. And the change happened, I believe, in the second quarter. When that changed and the linebackers were like, bleep it. Or I guess maybe it was D'Amico or Matt Burke were like, bleep it. We're just going to go and we're going to meet them in the gaps because we can't be getting beat in the run. That and you notice what shifted in the secondary? They started with traveling Stingley with Jack Smith and Jigba. That stopped.
Yeah.
That stopped after a while because they realized Jackson Smith and Jigba still getting separation against Sting, and now you're putting all these dudes in zone. In fact, I believe that touchdown to Cooper Kupp was they had him motion across the line of scrimmage, realized that Petrie is following him in man across, and then they run Petrie through the muck on like a deep post and force him to have to stick with Cooper Kupp and navigate the linebackers and all the people in the middle, and he just couldn't. Like, that's going to be an impossible situation.
But that's the difference. Clint Kubiak had a feel for the game, had a script early on that was flawless, had a feel for the game.
I wouldn't say flawless.
14-0, first two drives, boom.
Looks good.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Looks good.
I'd take that.
But I wouldn't say, I mean, they punted on their first possession
as
well.
Yeah, but they, okay, maybe not flawless.
I'm picking this.
But damn near flawless. 14-0 in the first quarter. That's script. Having a feel for the game. you know, what you're talking about with finding his marks. And I know you don't like that, but he found the marks.
Who you calling a mark?
That would be Jalen Petrie. You know, obviously, you know, some of the other things that he did in terms of the one run that I want to say it was a big third down run that Charbonnet had, where like everybody went. It was a classic, you know, zone read type run. I mean, zone blocking type run where everybody went to the right. Here's your cut. Boom, go.
Was that the touchdown?
It was a big first down that set up the touchdown. That's the difference. The difference is from last year to this year, Clint Kubiak has changed the way they do things there. Nick Caley has left them in the mud. That to me is the biggest difference.
Yeah, I was trying to look at other things. Obviously, they switched quarterbacks, but that Geno Smith wanted out. They were going to stay there with that quarterback. That was just kind of making the best of the circumstance. They added Gray Zabel to the offensive line, and other than that, the offensive line that they have there is solid. They just now one thing that they did kind of philosophically is that they have made this 12 personnel their identity in trying to help the offensive line be able to do things better, and then. They just play action.
A young offensive line.
Yes, a young offensive line, especially. I think all of them were drafted.
I guess
drafted,
you can do that.
All of them were drafted in the last 3 years. I was looking at it.
Yeah.
And then obviously Charles Cross on the left side, Gray Zabel, the most recent, versus the Texans offensive line where they decided not to invest. In fact, there was. Do you think this is a fair criticism of this organization? I don't even know why I posed it that way. The answer is going to be yes from you. I can already tell. But I'll allow you to answer it. That
I love you too.
In this, you know it. In this game, you have two top 100 offensive players that struggled to get the football in part because either CJ couldn't connect with them or they simply were not being utilized. And then you have an offensive line that is struggling that you probably could have used some one of the top 100 picks on. Mm-hmm. Like, do you think that that's a fair criticism to bring in this game, in this circumstance?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's fair. You know, these are all, you know, symptomatic of some of the bigger issues that we've been talking about. But you talk about, you know, the differences between last year and this year for these two teams who had the same record. It's not just the offense and Kubiak. I think it's also there's a real belief from the quarterback, the buy-in from the quarterback. Did y'all sense the same thing I did? And I know you did. By the way, this I think your answer is going to be yes as well.
You don't know me. You know my real
name. When – like C.J. Stroud reverted to just sort of that 1,000-yard stare. He reverted to going back and back and back to the point of nearly giving up a safety on some of these sacks, the happy feet. And I don't know how confident, as much as he says these things, I don't know how confident C.J. Stroud really is in this offense. Sam Darnold, on the other hand, boom, 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 just goes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, C.J., you could definitely. And C.J. has some criticism that he should absolutely accept. I think that Clint Sterner will do a better job of bringing that to the table than I will. This is why I enjoy watching the games with Clint and Sean. Mm-hmm. I get some of that insight that they're bringing as well. And Clint on the play that CJ, you know, trips and he falls and he's turtling up on the football. That you could say that Jake Andrews stepped on his foot. CJ does not step with his right foot properly because you know that lineman is going that way. That step has to be there. You need to move your foot away, and you know that's probably how your good footwork should work. He's not stepping properly. Like, he's not doing the little things. And it feels like this offense in particular, wants you to do all of those little things. Now, is that coaching? Is that CJ? I think there's somewhere in the middle that you could talk about. So there's absolutely that. But I want to take you to CJ Stroud at the podium last night being asked what stopped the Texans on the drive before the one where they scored.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. We got down there pretty good. Our defense kept us in it the whole game. We got to help those guys out and score some points somehow, some way. I try to throw it over the guy. He made a hell of a play, jumping and knocking it down. They zoned a lot of stuff off, so I was trying to just make plays. You know, it's hard to throw over guys in the red zone. So, it wasn't easy down there, but we got to find some type of way to score some points, however it looks. So,
when I heard this, and I heard this one this morning.
You didn't stay up late and listen to them?
I actually listened
at
to
the
some.
Podium?
I actually listened to some, but not this one. I thought that last part when he goes, we got to score some points, however it looks. Does that sound like a guy that believes in this offense?
Nah. Not entirely, no. And honestly, should he? Like that. The question is: is it fair if that's the case?
He actually should, if it was something that was fitting his game and his approach, and they were listening to him. But I get your point. In given what they're doing, absolutely not.
Right, and I'm not trying to absolve him of his responsibility. Early on in the game, before you could even say he was under pressure, which to be fair, he threw a lot of passes. Mm-hmm. But you go and look at it, he wasn't in the top half of pressure, like percentage wise, in this week of football. Now, it is fair to acknowledge that when those pressures were there, it was booty button naked open rushers.
He got hit seven times, I believe, three sacks.
But like he wasn't the highest pressured. But even early on in that game, you could see his feet were happy.
Mm-hmm.
He was racing. Like you could tell that he was uneasy. He was not settled as he was, and that does point to what you're talking about, is not being kind of like settled in what this offense is.
Yeah.
And some of it I would say is his problem. Like you need to find comfort. But I think it's also fair to say that what this offense is might not be fair for what you want to do. Like it might not be, you know, fair to bring out the Tom Brady offense when you don't have Tom Brady.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially because when you talk about Tom Brady offense, you also had a coordinator that could also assist and add in and be able to help with some of these additional things. It feels like it is, hey, CJ Stroud, get out here and be Tom Brady without these Tom Brady supports.
Yeah.
And without the biggest support being Tom Brady was doing this, you know, a decade into his career.
Mm-hmm.
The support is, I have experience seeing all these various defense. This is year three.
You don't have a decade.
This is year three. He doesn't have the past experiences to draw on either to then utilize that in what he's seeing. And what I mean, the crazy thing that CJ said about, you know, the fact that Mike McDonald, who we mentioned, sounded like he might blitz. He did blitz.
Yeah.
Was that they hadn't shown zero blitz on those circumstances. We don't know that blitz is possible, right? Like the idea is we are going purely off of tape. The lack of preparedness. And that, of course, that probably comes more to coaching. But all of that also points to, if you can't prepare him to be, you know, to have some level of index within him, and that's obviously not playing enough, having some index in history to say this is something that could happen. But if you're also not having the coordinator and the coaching being able to put a game plan that says, but also these are possibilities that can happen, then you're not going to be successful.
It's very simple. If you really don't believe, and we've all been there at our jobs or school or whatever back in the day, if you really don't believe in what you're being asked to do, you're not going to have confidence in doing it. And it just makes me wonder, does he really believe in what they're asking him to do? Now, he's had a good couple of weeks there, or five quarters, and it seemed all good, and 44 points and all that. But when things don't go bad, and that's the other part of it, you have to be perfect in this offense. You have to be perfect. And you have an imperfect line. You have an imperfect backfield. And you have
imperfect quarterback. Like there was a number
of
times
where
there was one of those times where there's just a blitz that comes right through that gap between the center and the right guard. And I'm like, I saw the was it the safety or the linebacker kind of demonstrating he's about to come and you're not ready to. There's no check made, at least not that I could tell, to try and set protection. He didn't get the ball out quickly to what would clearly be a hot route. It was just kind of one of those. Are we not going to do anything about this?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no. And so you're saying, you know, all these things that are great in theory, no negative plays, you know, take what they give you, be safe, take your shots when they present themselves. That all sounds great in theory. It sounds like the freaking Patriots and Tom Brady. But when you don't have the personnel and you haven't built the team around your franchise quarterback, you're hamstringing your quarterback. It just doesn't work.
The thing that's tough is, again, where are the silver linings in this? And maybe this is as simple as who had good games that you can lean on.
Who hooped?
Maybe you can get some of that. But like, I really want to take this from the silver lining perspective, because if you got anything positive, I'd like to hear it. And I'd like to start by giving credit to the man who came back from IR and announced his presence, because Danico Autry was so good in this
football game. He made a big difference. You know, that field goal that he blocked alone.
Which, funny enough, I'm pretty sure that he kicked the mess out of that long snapper.
Oh, really?
Number 41 was
I saw that. I'm like, damn.
I was surprised. That was another one of those, like, hey, typically that.
I didn't see
typically
that.
The long snapper's protected.
He kind of got worked a little bit. I'm like, damn. I thought they was supposed to be touched.
Yeah. Well, but nevertheless.
Right, but
and
even then.
Sack, pressure on the quarterback.
All of those. Yeah. He had a bat down as well. Like, Danico Autry coming in, being able to rush from that interior, also rushing from the outside a little bit rotationally. That was like, okay, we're seeing the benefit of Danico Autry, what he brings above kind of the other guys that are there as depth to number 51 and number 55, Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter. Like, I was okay, this is great to have back. And maybe not entirely similar, but I mentioned his name earlier. Tommy Togiai was fantastic.
Oh, no, I think it's very similar for what he's asked to do. You know, he doesn't fill up the stat sheet, although he had some good stats. You know, had some good plays as well. And you can tell that that's one thing where D'Amico Ryans is absolutely right. This guy works. You can tell he works really, really hard. He does everything right. Doesn't ask, you know, isn't asked to do a whole lot. Just the job of, you know, stuffing the middle, and does it quite well. No, I'll put him there as well.
Can I, does this count as a silver lining? Because I'm assuming things, but after last night, seeing one of the few people who was effective in the pass game being Jalen Knoll on those posts, they have no choice but to use him now, right?
You would think.
Right?
You would think.
I said right, Lopez.
You would think.
Like, because it was it was legitimately Nico Collins, and it was basically, at some point, it was just Nico Collins' back shoulder. It was Dalton Schultz on either that switch release.
The seam or the switch release.
They didn't really hit him on the seam that much.
They did a couple of times. Well, it was
a lot of quick outs that they got him on as well.
Or that, yeah.
And then outside of that, who were they getting the football to? Like, they were getting – eventually, once Jalen Knoll was let out of his cage of having to switch with Braxton Berrios, they actually were able to get him the football in a way that they weren't able to get Higgins.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, what is happening with their relationship, Higgins and C.J. Stroud? Because they haven't connected on very many passes this year.
I wonder.
And they haven't been close either. Like,
I was going to say, it was at least two overthrows that were bad overthrows.
By like 5 yards.
And it might have been Jaden Higgins' fault. I don't know. You know, maybe he was supposed to do something. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I'm with you. It just doesn't seem like the connection is there. Same thing with, you know, obviously Xavier Hutchinson, you know. So it's Knoll right now. And Nico, I would not expect him to play this week.
No, he's got a concussion, according to the head coach. In fact, you'll hear from the head coach around 2:40 on the drive, which I'm sure everybody's ecstatic to hear what kind of answers D'Amico has for you.
Got to clean some things up
today. but yeah,
we were close.
Yeah,
if
he says that, I
once
they were close, right?
If he says that, and he didn't last night, so I'm not gonna criticize at all. But if it comes back to, yeah, one possession game, we were close. If you think that was a close game, what were you watching?
Once the defense got back out of, like, you know, having Derek Stingley chase Jackson Smith and Jigba, playing a little bit more of their typical style of football, they did lock in, get off the field a decent amount, or at least get themselves to a place where they would have gotten off the field if not for boneheaded
mistakes.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is there was another 17, 20 points on the board that the Seahawks could have had.
You know, for sure.
That was not a close game.
No. I pivoted and moved on. I'm trying to find my silver linings, baby. trying to find my silver linings, buddy.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? Is there anything else that you're enjoying or that you're trying to find the silver linings on? Did we do it here?
You hit the ones I was thinking.
Did we do it here?
No, you hit the ones I was thinking of, and
you actually were able to get some turnovers.
A little bit, maybe. Woody Marks. Maybe a little bit, although, like I said, CJ was the leading rusher.
Yeah.
But he had a catch.
And not,
he had one first down run.
And the touchdown showed a level of grit and a level of awareness that, honestly, the reason why I make this note is last year when the season was really going down the drain and C.J. Stroud ended up in, you know, schoolyard football a decent amount, which later on when it felt like they ran out of plays in this game, C.J. Stroud kind of ended up in schoolyard football a little bit. You need guys that are going to be able to notice that, look at the quarterback, and get themselves open. And on that touchdown play, he had thrown a block. He had gone to the left flat. He looks back. He sees CJ. He works to the middle of the field looking at CJ and is able to catch the ball for a touchdown, which is the only reason that this is a one-score game at the end. That, a lot of credit to Woody Marks, because not a lot of guys on this offense in general
are doing that right now. Yeah, maybe
Woody
Marks.
I will give him that. But no, that's trying to find silver linings, and there's still a lot of things that are not at all silver linings. A lot of dark cloud in there after that loss. We'll talk more about this game as we keep going, and we'll see what we can think about this team, how you continue to move forward, because you still got games in front of you that you have to play. It just feels like the ultimate goal of trying to win a Super Bowl, dead and gone, dead and buried.
We didn't talk about that, too, Texas just team. Where they are in the standings now.
I told you, they're 10th in the AFC.
Yeah, no,
chilling just below the Bengals and right around the Browns. That's exactly where you are right now.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah. What did D'Amico say? You are what your record says you are. And right now, it says not a particularly good football team.
Yeah.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, about that time where Figgy Fig gives us the mixtape. What you got for our poor, sad, depressed spirits?
Uh-oh, I hope this don't make y'all even more depressed.
Don't do that.
If you had to compare the Houston Texans to a fast food chain right now after this Monday night football game, what will it be?
Oh.
713-572-4610. And we gonna kind of go around the NFL to try to see what fast food these teams are.
Okay. All right. Let's do that exercise next.
Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes. Hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
It is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. 713-572-4610. If the Houston Texans right now on this Tuesday were a fast food restaurant, what fast food restaurant would they be?
I have an answer for you, but he didn't say Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah, you see, you do that sometimes. No, Wednesday?
Wednesday? Tuesday? Yeah. Shout out to the older people that be like, yeah, Tuesday, happy Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah, so, let me know what you think, 713-572-4610. And I got this inspiration from somebody. Shout out to my guy, Diego, who actually sent me this clip that I'm about to play. And if you want anything or if you got any ideas for the mixtape, you can always hit me up on social media at TheFiggyFig. Send me whatever, man. I might play it on here and give you credit like I am my guy Diego. But here's a guy on TikTok who decided to compare a few NFL quarterbacks to fast food restaurants.
Dak Prescott is Whataburger because everybody in Texas thinks it's awesome, but everybody else knows that it sucks. Jalen Hurts is Panda Express. And in this analogy, I would say the Tush Push is the Panda Express orange chicken. Because they both do one thing extremely well that kind of can't be topped, and everything else is like good. I think Tua has to be Starbucks because you can never remember your name. Trevor Lawrence is Five Guys because it's very aesthetically pleasing, but you're gonna pay way too much for what you get. I'm going to do a slight cop-out and say Joe Burrow is not a chain, but Joe Burrow is the McDonald's McFlurry machine because when operating, it's top tier, but it's always broken.
Dang, those are pretty good.
Yeah.
That Starbucks one was nasty business, man.
Yeah.
We can't be making fun of the head injuries
and,
now,
and
can
Starbucks
we?
Be remembering people's names. They be good
they
with
write
that
them
stuff.
Down.
Yeah, they
just oftentimes write down the wrong name, but
yeah,
that's all right.
They be kind of good with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think anybody agrees with you there that they good with the names, man.
Hey, the ones I worked at, man, they don't even write them down. They just be like, Jerry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Some of them be good, man. That's the time because I can't remember nobody's name.
Yeah.
But anywho, that kind of got me thinking, if the Houston Texans were a fast food restaurant,
I got you.
What would they be? What you got?
Rallies.
Rallies.
Okay, explain.
Or Crystal.
Explain.
Crystal.
Because they are weak.
Really?
Because they are, and I'm talking about offense, obviously.
Yeah.
How many times have you said, ooh, that Rallies burger, ooh, baby, that's good.
I might be the lone person in Houston.
Or Crystal, because I think it's the same, they have, it's the same thing in different areas they call different things.
Rallies and Checkers.
Checkers,
are
yeah,
the,
Checkers
are the same
is the one
thing.
I was thinking of.
Crystals,
yeah.
I think that's totally different.
Yeah, Rallies or Checkers.
See, I like Rally. We had a lot of Rallies up in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to go to Rallies all the time. Mm-hmm. Once I've been down here, I probably had it like 3 times in almost 10 years.
The thought that I immediately came to was Whataburger because, like, you know, it'll be good. And then in the big moment where you need to get in there, just can't get it done in time. Can't get it done in the way you need it to. Because you go to Whataburger on a Friday night or in that moment where you're like, man, I got about 15 minutes to get some food.
Yep, that ain't going to happen.
That Whataburger line be slower than molasses.
Or Chick-fil-A.
Well, Chick-fil-A, they move you through there, though.
It's a long-ass line.
See, yeah, it's not just about the line being long. It's how much time you're going to spend in that line.
Well, then
they're
Dairy
not getting,
Queen.
They are not getting it done for you.
Dairy Queen. I love Dairy Queen, but half the time I don't go because it's like, it's going to be 45 minutes.
Now, I feel like it's Chipotle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because sometimes when you're not really thinking about it and you're just like, let me run over Chipotle, mm-hmm. like, ooh, this was real good. Yeah. Like, the way they could... Like the steak, this was good, but then when you hungry and you expecting it, you like, all right, I can't wait to get this Chipotle.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I'm so disappointed. I should have got something totally different, man. I drove all the way on the other side of town to get, I could have got something else. And I'd have stayed up all night watching this crap.
Well, it could be Chipotle for me because it gave me food poisoning.
That's, yeah.
Accurate.
And it's not the first time that's happened either. There is a history of that from the 281. They said Arby's, you show up thinking it'll be good only to be let down. Somebody said Taco Bell because their performance makes my stomach hurt. Somebody said convenience store refrigerator sandwich.
The microwave burger.
God.
Oh no. 281, they said Turkey Leg Hut because what they do to this fan base is criminal.
I actually thought about
Turkey
that.
Leg Hut.
The funny thing, I didn't say it because it obviously it's not a fast food spot, but. Yeah. I actually thought about that, where it's like a whole bunch of hype.
Mm-hmm. And there is a really good menu item, right? Like the defense.
Yeah, but it's not worth waiting in that line and all that stuff. It's a lot of bad experience there.
Yeah.
But the food, all right.
Wow, that might be it. Like, food's good, but there's a lot of bad experiences.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. So I kind of want to go around the AFC South. I ain't going to do the whole NFL, but the AFC South. If you can give a fast food restaurant for the Colts.
The Colts are going to be what's an up-and-comer.
Now, the Colts has got to be the spot that you're like, this shouldn't be as good as it actually is.
Right.
Actually, I think for a lot of people, it's Taco Bell. Like, because me personally, I'm going to be honest, I look down upon Taco Bell. However, I know a lot of people that are like, look, you say what you want about Taco Bell. It ain't steer me wrong. And that's what it feels like the Colts are doing right now. It's like, you say what you want about Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. You say what you want about this roster. Look up 6-1, right? Like, it's getting it done.
Yeah, I would say the Colts are probably, I would probably say, I don't know, come back to me. I had it, but I can't.
I think the Colts are, Taco Bell's not bad, but there's also not, that it's not like high standard right now. I mean, it's not like the top of the game. I'm going to say that new Chick-fil-A. Mm. As soon as it opens, it's popping. As soon as it's open, it's going to be quality.
See,
they have a certain standard.
But see, I haven't had a lot of bad experience with Chick-fil-A.
That's why I'm saying, like, these Colts, like, it's a new Chick-fil-A. You know what's expected. It's going to be good, and it's popping.
I'm going to say.
It runs at high efficiency.
It runs at very high efficiency.
It's not bad.
I'm going to say the Colts right now is that that Popeye's chicken sandwich when it first dropped.
Okay.
Where hotness.
Yeah. Nobody was expecting this chicken sandwich to be that damn good.
Yeah.
And that's a great point.
And now everybody trying to get some of this Popeye chicken sandwich.
That's a good one.
A couple more coming in from, they all got you with Popeye as well. 936, the Texans are like In-N-Out. Their burgers are good, but their fries are trash. I feel like you can make
offense, defense.
The comparisons yeah, there.
That's good.
Somebody said Texans are McDowell's, pretend Patriots.
Oh, wow.
That's They're excellent. McDonald's. We're McDowell's.
Clint from Alvin said, Texas offense is like Subway. Think that they look fresh, but you don't get what you ask for and ends up in disaster.
Man, that's tough.
Titans?
Man.
Well, the Titans is bad, and you should have known it was bad.
Titans are the McDonald's in the hood.
You say McDonald's in the hood, brother. That's
nah, that might be worse than that.
Yeah,
they like them corner gas station food.
Yeah.
And you're like, nah, you could eat there if you want,
mm-hmm.
but don't, yeah.
Why don't they ever sweep the floors in those places?
Are you here for clean floors? Are you here
yes.
for food?
Yeah, I want clean floors.
Well, then you're in the wrong place. You focused on the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are Jacksonville?
What are the Jaguars?
What are the Jags?
They're like a pretty outside, like it looks like it should work, but it doesn't. What would that be? What restaurant now, is that?
I'm going to say...
Somebody had pointed to churches at one point. Like, the commercials look good, and then you go in, and it's like old grease.
Oh, yeah.
No, they got to be something that's kind of a little bit expensive, and you get it, you're like, man, this ain't worth that price.
This ain't worth the money.
This is actually awful.
Yeah.
And they charging what for this? That's the Jazz. Whatever fast food spot is
Five
that.
Guys?
Five Guys is a good one.
Okay.
It's pricey and you're like, this is good, but it ain't that good.
Yeah,
not even close.
Yeah, I was going to say Wendy's because Wendy's kind of got a little expensive.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
I'm like, man.
Arby's. Arby's is low-key expensive.
Arby's, it is. Yeah, yeah. It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes. Hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
All right, it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. So I just want to say, you know, I got to congratulate myself a little bit. It's kind of my 1-year anniversary.
Congratulations. Yeah. Of?
of me being a homeowner.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
So around this time, I closed in on a home and all that stuff. But y'all know I looked at a bunch of different houses and all that stuff.
I recall.
One of the houses I looked at had a, I think it was kind of like a two family. We would have bought the whole thing, but it was one.
Like a duplex almost? Or
kind of. It was a single house, but it had another kind of little house in the back.
Okay.
That you could rent out.
Okay, I got you.
But the catch was it had one driveway.
Oh, no.
And so I was like, nah, that's kind of a no. Yeah. No, for me, because I don't want to be tripping with the driveways.
Right.
And this could have been me right here. So let's go to, Shakopee, Minnesota?
I don't know.
About a story, two neighbors who shared the driveway, and it kind of got a little bit out of control.
Rolling out a giant nutcracker has become routine for Juan Salas.
This is the extreme that I had to go through.
In fact, he says it's all his crack horse signs directed at his neighbor that he says got her to stop harassing him.
After I wrote this because she kept on parking there and her friend, it stopped. Everything has stopped.
Needless to say, she is offended by the accusation.
Do you use crack?
I do not. I've never done drugs in my life.
To be clear, both claim harassment by the other. Both have restraining orders and both offered up videos and pictures to show the other one's alleged harassment, like Solace shoveling snow in a costume, videotaping her, or shining bright lights at her property.
They continuously come after me and antagonize me.
And then there's Kyle hanging an ice flag, he says, because he's Mexican, or throwing roadkill in his yard, sitting in chairs in odd places, or throwing spikes on his property. And so you see the back and forth between the people living in these two homes. The source of the battle is that shared driveway where both have a stake. It's been there for at least 35 years. Salas has painted the actual property line himself. But there is one thing both Salas and Kyle can agree on, is that police aren't doing their job. But that is a tough sell.
Man, that shared driveway.
Oh, yeah. It's getting rough. And I had my share of battles with a shared driveway.
Oh, you did?
Just with family back when I lived in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Because those duplexes had one driveway.
Hey, and you got to go knock. Hey, can you move your car?
Move your car.
Yeah.
Who car is this? And all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But do you think the cops actually did something about this?
No.
Yeah, that's.
I bet you they just let them settle it themselves.
Yeah, that seems like one of those.
Yeah.
My name's Ben and I ain't in it. This is not worth me getting entangled in.
Yeah, well, this is what happened with the cops.
In just 1 year, there have been 232 calls for service to these two properties, and there has been 260 hours of on-scene patrol officer time.
To put that into perspective, that's more calls for service than we've had at Valley Fair this year. It's more calls for service than we've had at our hospital. This is, without question, a colossal waste of resources and taxpayer dollars right now, and they don't seem to care.
It is an epic mess. Each blocks the driveway at different times, making the other mad. For Salas, that's the only way to access his property. Kyle does have alley access.
It's a very difficult angle to get into my garage going through that direction. And I also have a boat that's currently gone that's parked here. And so the best angle for me to get in and out of my property really is through that easement driveway. And that is also a part of my property.
Man.
It's a lot going on there.
So they've gone a lot, but they haven't done anything other than say, I'm sure, nod their head and say,
Honestly, I don't think they could do anything about it. Not the police, unless it get something crazy. But later on in the clip, they say it was pretty much a civil suit that they going to have to go through.
Who was it, Anthony Weaver, to violence is the answer?
Yeah.
Just fight about it already, man. Like, quit calling the cops. Just fight about it already.
Yeah, and the cops sounded very irritated by this.
They said they get more calls to this house than the hospital. What?
That's a lot of calls.
Yeah.
That's wild. All right. That's the mixtape. In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. 120 every day, mind you, here on In the Loop. All right. Coming up next, we'll get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. But it is the beginning of basketball season, so I want to take us through a season entrance survey. But then also, did you see that the Rockets did not get an extension done with Tari Eason? What'd you think about that? We'll do that next. Appreciate you rocking with us in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a Tuesday, Reaction Tuesday. Gearing up to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. Also gearing up for the start of the NBA season. I'm going to be down in Edo at Lil Woodrow's, courtesy of Michelob Ultra. As, Michelob Ultra is hosting the Houston tip-off watch party. So be out there at 6. Meet me out there. Say what's up, and let's watch some Houston basketball get going. Gearing up for this season, I wanted to do an entrance survey here just to kind of prime us for the season of basketball. Question number one, gentlemen, on the survey. Which non-Wembanyama player are you most excited to watch? Now, I think it goes without saying, Rockets players. Rockets are kind of, we know that we're going to be interested there. So try, obviously, to look elsewhere. I know for me, it's going to be the number one overall pick.
That's mine.
Flag.
Yeah.
Especially because, you know, they're likely going to start a lineup where he plays point guard. And that's, I mean, he's not really inherently a point guard. He has some ball handling skills, but he's probably more of a small forward. He plays defense. They're going to immediately toss him to the Wolves in a way that, like, Amen is obviously, we're seeing Amen.
So this is going
to
be a thing, I guess, huh?
They're going to try and do this early on and have Cooper Flagg be their primary point guard with Kyrie Irving injured. More power to you, Mavericks. I think that that's kind of a wild
thing.
That
whole LeBron point guard in his rookie year
thing. Yeah. They're actually doing this, and I think it's going to fail, so I kind of want to see it. They don't start till tomorrow, but
I just want to see him.
Some other names that the Ringer kind of put together. Zion Williamson is a big one for obvious reasons. Slimmed down this year. How does that handle? Cade Cunningham with this actually good Detroit team.
Yeah.
How does he look?
How about Luka?
Luka exactly is one of those where full offseason heading into this with the Lakers.
Slim and trim, Luka.
Slim and trim. The entire team now fully and clearly built around him. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a fun one to see. All right. Who do you think is the biggest star that will be traded this year? And where do you think they'll be go? I think the biggest one, if you think he's going to get traded, is Giannis. But do you believe Giannis actually gets traded?
I don't think it's off the table. I'm going to try to come up with someone else.
Names that are out there. Do you think that maybe Lauri Markkanen, that Utah finally actually trades him? They acquired him from Cleveland maybe like four seasons
ago.
Trey Young is a good name.
Yeah, that's
Trey
Young, a good one.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, I've seen some kind of power rankings a little higher on Atlanta than I would have imagined. They think that
you were dumping all over them the other day.
And I'll do it again, damn it.
And I saw them, like, they picked 7th or 8th.
That's right.
East.
I'll do it again.
Yeah, but he did it against Atlanta. I was like, well, okay.
They were missing some of their starters in that, especially the ones that are really good. But it's because they have added a lot of defensive players around Trae Young to see if they can actually, you know, counteract his bad defense. Trae Young would be an interesting one if he gets traded. Out there, Devin Booker is a name that's out there that floated. And
you see the stat on his salary,
Devin Booker. No,
with all the numbers coming up, you know, obviously with Durant's salary and $600 million, Devin Booker is at $528 million in his career. He's 28. Or no, he's 26.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that he's 26, but you get going.
He's made $500 million.
I think that he is genuinely going to go the Dame route pre-trade to Milwaukee. I think he's just like, I am a Phoenix Sun, which more power to you this year. It's not going to be fun for you. But, you know, best of luck to him and, of course, the Rockets, former Rockets that are over there out there right now. Who's the biggest challenge to the Thunder in the West?
Okay, I want to say the Houston Rockets. I just can't ignore Denver.
Agreed. I think Denver is clearly that answer.
I can't ignore Denver. It's clearly that answer.
I think it's clearly the Nuggets without question. Honestly, the Nuggets might be the better team with Jokic. Because the Nuggets had gotten to a point after they won their championship, they couldn't pay for everything. Mm-hmm. Guys kind of went away. They've rebuilt that you know, so it's not just the starting lineup for them. I think that that's going to bode really well for them. Which team's going to be the biggest disappointment this year?
Either conference?
Anywhere in the league, baby. Anywhere in the league.
I am going to say, that's a good question. I'm going to say the Celtics.
Celtics is a good one. Yeah. Obviously, not having Jason Tatum, how solid will they be? Cleveland is a name that's brought up. They just won 64 games. Evan Mobley, you know, had been really good. They dealt with some injuries, but not nearly as much as I would have thought. The Bucks is a name that comes up, right? It might just not work.
Could be, yeah.
They made some real big shifts with what they were doing. Another name, the Warriors. They're just a crazy old
Warriors
team.
I don't think they would be a surprise. I think they're just kind of backtracking.
They're just so old that eventually it's going to fall apart. Lakers, Kings is an easy one just because the way that they built that roster is stupid. Mm-hmm. It does not make sense. What's your NBA Finals prediction early on?
I'll say Cavaliers.
Okay. Mm.
And Nuggets.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah. Cavaliers are good, man.
They are
really good.
I like Nuggets Knicks.
Nuggets Knicks. Okay.
I like Nuggets Knicks right now.
Mm-hmm.
Figgy, did you have any feel?
I'ma say Nuggets.
You can say Cavaliers.
We're not gonna be mad.
No, I'm trying to think. I'm not buying the Cavaliers.
Really?
Not right now.
Okay. Yeah,
not right now. They might be close. I'm gonna say Nuggets Knicks too.
Okay. Very good. So that's we're excited. A little entry survey into what's happening in basketball. Rockets will get started tonight against the reigning champion Thunder. Excited for this. Now, yesterday we had a deadline at 5 p.m. Central Time to get a rookie extension done.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of made it a foregone conclusion when we were talking about it yesterday that Tari Eason would get signed to that rookie extension. No agreement was made between Tari Eason and this Rockets team. Like, what did you make of that? Like, so he will become a restricted free agent at the end of the season. And to be fair, of late in the new CBA era, restricted free agents haven't had the best luck getting money. Now, there'll be more teams, I think, out there this offseason to maybe spend. So maybe that gives him more opportunity. Because if you don't know restricted free agency, you go, you sign what they call an offer sheet, which is, hey, this is what we're offering you. Mm-hmm. You take it back to your team. If they want to match, they can. And if not, then you get that deal. So a lot of teams maybe have some hesitance, and you need to gin up a market for people that are willing to sign offer sheets. He's a solid player. He's going to engender that kind of attention, I imagine, if he's healthy this year.
Well, and I think that's the answer to the question. I was just assuming they were going to sign him. But then you also tend to forget that the player has a say in this also. And with the injuries, it's kind of betting on yourself.
Oh, you think that's the direction he might have taken here?
I think it's from his camp. I think it's from his camp. You're betting on yourself.
I could see it. Like, Tari is very much falling in line with the things that he needs to do, but he believes strongly in himself. Remember, he was upset when he didn't get in that top 100.
Yeah.
He's kind of given the impression of, like, I believe myself to be really good. I'll play the role.
Because
that they
if
have
he
for
does
me.
Live up to it and stays healthy all year, it's going to be the smartest thing he's done.
It would be a pretty good deal.
It really will.
Well, assuming that restricted free agency ends up working, I'm wondering if restricted free agency doesn't end up looking kind of like one of those antiquated mechanisms in sports, right? Where you look around sports and you go, oh, this thing doesn't work the way that it was originally intended because enough stuff has shifted around it.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, this offseason we had teams or we had players who were restricted free agents like Jonathan Kuminga. And I'm trying to remember the one who was it the Pacers or whatever, that was just out there and hanging and dangling in the wind, waiting for the opportunity to get some money.
Yeah.
So I honestly and sincerely, even though I imagine it'd be better for the Rockets as an organization, I would hate for that to be the case for Tari Eason. But this season becomes even more important for Tari Eason. You got to go and earn it, which I guess in a way, contract year type stuff ends up working out pretty well for the team.
Yeah, I think I didn't even take that really into account. I just was figuring it was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, that a lot of the people in the know had assumptions that this would get done. So you still have a solid foundation, but it felt like Tari Eason was going to be one of those. You sign him up and you've got, your solid six or seven guys that you feel strongly about for a good while. He's technically going to head into a restricted free agency, but that's further down the road. What it starts with is tonight, 6:30 on NBC, the Rockets will take on the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music. While you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.